The History of the Leech Lake Reservation with Elaine Fleming. This program is supported by funds from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Bujo nende nawe magani duk. Beshgu binesi akwe indigo mang indu dem. Ga osis kwa jime kagin dun jaba. Ga miskwa wako kagin da. Elaine Fleming indishina kaz. Mi gwech meno bimadisi win. Mi gwech for this good life. And I want to continue a story about the Chippewa National Forest. I want to talk again about Gifford Pinchot. He was the first chief of the United States Forest Service from 1905 until his firing in 1910. And he was an American forester and politician, and he was one of the members of the group that would establish the Morris Act of 1902, which would create this National Reserve of Forest here on our reservation. So again, Gifford's family, they were from Connecticut, and they made a great fortune from lumbering and land speculation. And his father had regretted the damage that his family's work had done to the land. And so he suggested that his son Gifford should become a forester. And Gifford Pinchot then is known for reforming the management and development of forests in the United States and for advocating the conservation of the nation's reserves by planned use and renewal. He, quote, the art of producing from the forest whatever it can yield for the service of man, end quote. And he was a man who coined the term conservation ethic as applied to natural resources. And so in the late 1800s, the last great stand of white pine was here in northern Minnesota. And this is the time of the legend of Paul Bunyan being coming about, Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox, who came and cut down the forests across America. And so there was a lot of clear-cutting going on, and there was great controversy in the late and early 1900s about our natural resources across the whole nation. So in northern Minnesota, concerning our forest, there was there were groups that were arguing that the forest become a national park and that timber be left alone for the public to enjoy. But there would be a political compromise that would be reached, and the solution was that a forest reserve, a national forest reserve, would be established here. And the this would be the first experimental forest. It was established by an act of 1902, and it was the first act of Congress that actually established this type of reserve. It was called the Morris Act, and it was an amendment to the 1889 Nelson Act. And the Morris Act established the 225,000 acres of land in and around the Leech Lake Reservation to be the first national forest reserve. 5% of the trees on that 225,000 acres were to be left standing to reseed the forest. Later on, that would be changed to 10% of the trees would have to be left standing to reseed the forest. This new forest reserve would be managed by the U.S. Forestry Service. And there were particular areas in the forest that were to be preserved, to be left alone from settlement and from lumbering. And those were the islands in Cass Lake and also Pine Point and Sugar Point on Leech Lake. However, also in 1903, there was a 10-section was chosen, and that would be 640 acres that were selected around Pike Bay and around Cass Lake. And this 10th section and the islands and points were to be reserved from settlement. And you know, if you're from the Cass Lake area, that you drive out to Norway Beach, or you might drive around Pike Bay, and those are parts of that 10 section, those 640 acres where you have those beaches and all those big old trees that are standing. So this 1903, this selection of the 10 section, 640 acres, and the preservation of the islands in Cass Lake and Pine Point and Sugar Point on Leech Lake would be affected by a new act in 1908. And that was the 1908 Minnesota National Forest Act. It was established then, and it was another amendment to the 1889 Nelson Act. If you remember, the 1887 Dawes Allotment Act, it provided that allotted land here on our reservation, 80 acres, to individual heads of household, would be protected and kept in trust for 25 years, that this land could not be sold or exchanged, could not be sold. But through the 1908 Minnesota National Forest Act, the forest reserve was enlarged to 300,000 acres, more land taken from the Ojibwe. And the Ojibwe, who had allotments inside the forest boundaries, could exchange their allotments for an area outside of the forest boundaries. So this 1908 Minnesota National Forest Act, again, it altered the allotments on the points in the islands, because the timber on the islands and points could then be sold based on estimate, not an actual value. I just want to say that, you know, Leech Lake Reservation is 50% water. It's lakes and water, streams and river, and swamps. And so as part of the taking of our natural resources in our land and making us a checkerboard reservation, there was another act called the Swamp Act of 1860. And that was an act that it established the states being in control of swamplands. And so then the state of Minnesota assumed management of the swamplands that were in the boundaries of the Chippewa National Forest and on our reservation. And so you can see, if your reservation is 50% water, how much that would affect the taking of our land, the management of our swamplands. Also in 1897, there was a Dead and Down Act, and that was another amendment to the Nelson Act. And with this act, the Ojibwe could sell dead and down timber on their land. And of course, because of the poverty that was created for the Ojibwe with the taking of our resources, and because we became dependent on annuities, we were driven really in the selling of the dead and down timber. And so some of the Ojibwe, actually, to supplement their income, would set fire to the forest. Timber companies would buy that green timber that as dead and down timber, and the Ojibwe would be cheated out of the actual cost of the timber on their land. And fortunately, though, in 1902, the Dead and Down Act was repealed. And so today, the Chippewa National Forest, its boundaries are 75% of our reservation. It contains 75% of the land on our reservation. And the Chippewa National Forest, of course, it makes its money out of cutting and selling timber. And hopefully someday we will get our forest back and manage or co-manage that forest. So it is that trust responsibility, again, of the United States government to protect our nation, our resources, and our children. Chi mi kwech bisan dawi ek, mi kwech mi yu. Ya e ha he a ha.